This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, September 12th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Mike, the situation Sorrentino is out of jail. Jersey Shore cameras have been rolling since the second Sitch got out, and TMZ is told he's taking everything from prison life to what he plans to do now that he's free. He's also set to partake in a massive feast. The Reality Stars team just popped in at his favorite pizza joint in New Jersey. They picked up two vodka pies, a cheese and tomato pie, broccoli and a sausage pie, chicken fingers, fries, and some fried shrimp. The whole thing, $133. TMZ also got the first photo of Mike and his wife leaving the prison facility. And not to be outdone, Mike, the situation Sorrentino has posted his first photo from the comforts of home with his dog and his lady with the caption, "Living my best life with my beautiful wife. So the situation out of jail after serving some time, I believe, for tax fraud. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. He served his time. He's out. He's not a threat to anybody. I mean, except someone who might have an issue with Jersey Shore or anything like that. But I mean, honestly, what harm is the situation doing to anyone? If you've got some sort of issue with this, first of all, I'm thrilled because it's so rare when you get someone who is a celebrity, someone with money, who ends up actually serving time for something. And he did. He served his time. He is out. And let's hope that moving forward, he has kicked all of his substance abuse issues. He's making better decisions about where his money goes and who helps him with that. And he can move forward and just have a happy life with his family. And whether or not we ever see him again on TV, who knows? I mean, I'm guessing we probably will. There was just a series with Vinny and Pauly about dating. Snooki has a series about tattoos. I mean, the situation is sure to end up somewhere where we're going to be able to see him if we choose to. And that's the other thing you have to remember. With so many choices in entertainment, the idea that you're being subjected to anyone in particular is ludicrous. You have tons of choices. I mean, you could argue the only person you're really subjected to on a regular basis is someone like the President of the United States, because that gets carried everywhere. The situation, you can go the rest of your life and probably never see him. And that's okay. But here's to you, Mike Sorrentino. Live in the straight and narrow. Have a happy life, my friend. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say.